Maseches Shkalim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Meah V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah study through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama. The following shir has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Seder Limud HaKemi continues after Masechta Pesachim and goes into Masechta Shkolim. We stop for a moment and pause and understand that Masechta Shkolim is Mishnayis. Mishnayis, and generally Mishnayis, aren't included in the Limud of Daf Yomi. Indeed, Daf Yomi is a reference to the Limudei Dapei HaGemara included in Shas Bavli. Mishnayis, as a rule, are not included in the Limud of Daf Yomi. As an aside, it's probably worth mentioning that for one to truly be Mitzayim Shas, one has to learn Shas Kipshuta, Shisha Sadorim, Shisha Sejei Mishnah, and when one makes a Siyum HaShas, one should include the Limud HaMishnayis, even those Mishnayis that we weren't Zoicha, to Shas Bavli, nor to Shas Yerushalmi, Seder Zroyim, Seder Taharois, is a Limud that should be done for one to truly be Mitzayim Shas. But there are cloud of Siyum Shas that we refer to as the Klolis Diga Siyum Shas, the Klai Yisrael joint learns its Siyum Shas Bavli, the Dapi Ablat, Dapi Ashas of Bavli. The Mishnayis are not included. Shkolim is the exception. It's one of three exceptions. There are other exceptions that say the Kotcha when it comes to the Limud of Masechta Me'ilah. We continue Me'ilah with the Limud of the Dapim of Masechta Kinim, which are not more than Mishnayis. Then to Tomid, which does have Talmud Bavli, and then we continue and commence and finish off the Limud of Masechta Midos. So Kinim and Midos are both Masechtas that I think are included in the Limud of Daf Yomi, yet they are not with Talmud Bavli, nor with Talmud Yerushalmi for that matter. There are Mishnayos that have become part of the Limudim. We're told very often that the Pshat that is Yes, that it's choshev, the limud of kotchim is choshev. We'd like to learn the limud of kotchim its entirety. That's based on the Gemara Masechta Menachos. Chazal say, Lo'ilam zois al Yisrael lo mafgid lo marav, zem izbech bonui, a reference to the izbech which is built, u'michoyel tzar ha-godol oimid u'makrev alav korbon. Rav Yechim lomer, eilu tamid ha-chachomim ha-oizkim b'ilchas ha-voido, Ma'ale aleihem akosav kilu nivna migdash b'yameihem. A reference to Talmid Chacham that learned the inyanim of kotchim. So it's true when we learn limudei hakotchim, we'd like to finish the seder in its entirety. All the halakim of seder kotchim, roiv rubam of seder kotchim has Talmud Bavli. When we finish it off, indeed we include the limudei kinim and midos as well. There's a practical reason there. One notices the Gemara in Me'ilah, the Dapei HaShas were Mesudah, the paginated, based straight through the Limud of Gemara Me'ilah, that's the Talmud Bavli on Mishnayos Me'ilah. Then it's paginated through Masechta Kinim, and the pagination continues into Masechta Tomid that does have Talmud Bavli on the Mishnayos there. So there we have the Dapei marked off. It's nonsensical to skip the Mishnayos in the interim, but rather we learn straight Al HaSeder, Masechta Me'ilah, Masechta Kinim, Masechta Tomid, and finally we finish with Masechta Midos, which seems to be paginated, all included in that one krach, that one band called Masechta Me'ilah. They are sensible. But the Ma'il of Limudei HaKotchim may indeed be reason why Mishnayos Shkolim is learnt as well. There's a Ma'il of Shkolim we talked about, Bechad Ba'odah Mashmina LaShkolim, Chazal tell us, Kidei Shiavir Yisrael Ashikleim Ve'oinoson Ve'tichram Truma Talishkom and Achadoshe Ve'zmano, talking about the money which was used, dedicated towards the usage of Karbonos. So again, here too we have the Maila of the Eilu Talmid HaChacham Ma'asukin Ve'ilchis Avoido Ma'ala Aleim HaKosev Ki'ilu Nivno Migdosh B'yomehem. So there's a Maila, there's something to be said about the Limudei Kotchim, which would explain why the Mishnayos of Masechta Shkolim and the Mishnayos of Masechta Kinim and Midos are included in the limudim. However, the Yerushalmi is more of a puzzling question. Yidulim Mishnayos Kolim can understand that maybe have it within, have it incorporated in the limudim would make sense. But here we have Dapim of Gemara. This Gemara is not Bavli, as we know. This Gemara is Talmud Yerushalmi. Interesting to note, the Sefer Yuchsin, in the first Maimer of the Sefer, mentions the following words: "Van Yiroitza Ato Beizer Hashem Lefarish Chachmeya Mishnah Kefi Yecholti Ki Lehoye Biyodi Ki In Talmud Bavli Hadalat Dorim Letzoy Neloim Esteder Moiv Chutz Mishkolin." Although I have the four Sidrei Mishnayos, Sidrei Hashas, including the Talmud Bavli on them, but there's one missing in Seder Moed, and it mentions almost parenthetically the Tosfos Reish Chulin Dav Zayin Nira Sheyesh Lo Talmud V'Inyan Pinchas Ben Yoyer, a reference to a Tosfos Dav Zayin Amud Aleph Chulin, seems to indicate that there at one point was a Talmud Bavli on the Masechet Shkolim as well. They weren't zeicher to that, though. We don't have that. But he concludes his words by saying, "Avol shkolim Yerushalmi nimtzali." I do have a shkolim Yerushalmi, and I'll use that shkolim Yerushalmi to help me in my endeavor to understand the Yichusei and the Sidrei Tanoim. So we clearly were not zeicher at this point. We were not zeicher to a Talmud Bavli and Masechet Shkolim. Yet in the Limudim of Talmud Bavli that we have, say the Daf Yomi, we do have the Limudim of Masechet Shkolim al Adaf with Yerushalmi. Just to note and to point out, and it's brought down a number of Svarim, that there are many Shinuyim, but overall, Yerushalmi is as it is, Shinuyim between the Yerushalmi as it's quoted in the Bavli edition and in the Yerushalmi edition, there are changes, but overall, this is the Limud of Yerushalmi, and somehow or another, this is incorporated, included in the Limud of Daf Yomi. There's a practical understanding to this. There's a Pirush from a Yid. It goes back many years. He lived in the 1600s, Rabbi Eliyahu Mifulda, in the print of Frankfurt am Main, print of the Shas, which is printed in 1698. So there, he writes he has a Pirush on the Yerushalmi, which is incorporated and included in the Bavli. And over there he writes, in the middle of his Agdoma, he writes, after explaining to us that he came to write a Pirush on the Yerushalmi, it's from the early Ashkenazic Mefarshei Yerushalmi, just to make the Yerushalmi clear, he writes there are many Ta'uyos, many Girsoyos, many changes, many things that are not Medugdik in the Yerushalmi, and there's a need to write it, and to explain it, and to comment on it. He then writes afterwards, and he says as follows. He writes, Yotzuli l'reishoyne l'ahovi l'beis atfus mitech t'shkolim. I had the opportunity to print first my pirush, my comment, both the pirush akot and the pirush aorucha mitech t'shkolim levado. The fisharavu alai hoitzos atfus. It's very expensive to print. Afilu l'seder min ha-sedorim. Even to print one seder of the sedorim of Yerushalmi is very expensive. V'chein ra'isti l'ahovi mitzichta haloz. The way it's printed, he says he wants to include at least the Yerushalmi Shkolin. See, it seems to be a practical reason. It's expensive to print an entire Seder of Yerushalmi as it was. Here in Seder Moyed, the entire Bavli is there except for Masechet Shkolin. So he felt it was very appropriate to print his pirush, his emendations, to Masechet Shkolim and include it in the Shas Bavli. The truth is that one could just be ma'ayin and see the history of the printing of Shasim. It would seem that even from the Zman of the Goinim, Masechet Shkolim was included. A number of places, a number of the early prints in Ksav Yad Munchen of Shas, going back to the 14th century print, it's clearly included the Masechet Shkolim with Yerushalmi Shkolim is included in the bound editions of the Kisveyad of Shas Munchen going back then. So it's quite clear that although the Daf Yomi is a recent newcomer, started in the year 1923, but they too established a Seder Halimud Kifi the Minig of Kadmoinim, as Rabbi Eliezer Fulda, who the Shem Agdolim writes, Vishoma Ozne Ma'afloga Shkeidose V'Nedushote Achoshe V'Yid, established and put his peerish and emendations to the Yerushalmi as part of the Bavli. And again, as I say, it seems to go back to the time of the Goyim as well. We understand the practical parts of this. We understand that there's a practical understanding of why the Hashlomit Shas Bavli on Seder Moed should include that one last Masechta Shkolim, and should also have within it the parish of the Yerushalmi. Let's try to understand it a little bit on a deeper level. Hanachlem Yisrael, Im Einam Nevi'im Heim, Ab Nevi'im Heim, Nimig Yisrael, mean something to us. Give ourselves just a bit of an understanding. It'll make us have some more clarity as Agdoma, so to speak, to Masechta Shkolim, as to why Masechta Shkolim did have the Yerushalmi included in the Limud HaBavli. It has a Limud Minig Yisrael, which it became Nofus Bizmanenu, to learn Daf Yomi, and to learn this part of the Yerushalmi seems to be included in the Seder HaLimudim. You know, Chazal tell us, based on the prophet Zayitnu, Medrash a few places that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzkasher b'shkolim, and interesting, the Medrash says b'shem Rav Meir, kimin madbeah shal eish hoitzia kodesh baruch mitachas kisa kovet v'hereu l'moshe. This madbeah, the shekel that was shown to Moshe Rabbeinu, was a madbeah which was taken mitachas kisa kovet. The Svarim Akdoshim was brought down that what's the shaykhis between the Matbeah Shalesh, the Shekel of Eish, coming from the Kisei HaKovod. He said it's the reference to Yankiv Avinu, whose surah was Chokuk in the Kisei HaKovod. And they say, Mech the Shekel of Matbeah Shalesh, Shomitachas Kisei HaKovod, is a reference to the Koyach of Eish, of the Yaakov Shalesh, that Kol Yisrael all has a chelik to that. And the idea of the Mach the Shekel they explain in a number of beautiful ways. We understand Yerushalayim as a city which is Ki'ir Shechubro Lo Yachtov. There's a Yerushalayim Shal Mata and there's a Yerushalayim Shal Mailo. There's a Beit HaMikdash Shal Mata, there's a Beit HaMikdash Shal Mailo. Understandably, our job is to be Mechavein the Lamata that should be Mechuvin Kineged Lamailo. And the Mach the Shekel represents exactly that. It's a machtes hashekel. Together, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit, ubavachi chavon libo the shamayim. That it's to say to be mechaven his life to the shamayim. That I understand that there's something lamata, there's something lamaylo. Over here, you have osher lo yarbe, hadal lo yamit. There's no such thing. Over here, when it comes to the haramas, trumas, kesef, and choshes, so you're talking over here. He said it's different. It says all givings over here should be ba'ofen. That it's machatis hashekel. There's half lamato, there's avodas achoyl lamato, there's half lamailo, there's avodas akoydish lamailo. Together, the mechta, as we have in every yom tov, we have the chatzil lachem, the chatzil hashem, there's a division. There's a division of a koiches. And there's a need to incorporate into me mechavein, the chatzil lachem and chatzil hashem, one connected the other. That's what the machatis hashekel is about. In Emerson, over here, Klal Yisrael is being told a very powerful message, and that is that there is no hevdel between one and the other. Klal Yisrael over here is Mu'uchad, as all the Mefarshim expound at length and speak about the Machta Tashekel, where indeed the Osher Lo Yarbe and the Oni Lo Yamit, they're all the same. There's an Ichud which is formed, and they're all Machta Tashekel. It all comes together. The famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Yigimel tells us, Omer Eshlokish, Golui v'yadur lifnei mi sha'omar v'hoya ha'olam sha'otet haman to be shekel shkolim to the melech for the destruction of Klal Yisrael, and was magdim the shkolim of Klal Yisrael to the shkolim of Haman. Haman, as we know, worked on this idea of yeshnei am echad and this fuzar mefurad ben amim. Klal Yisrael was divided. There was a need for Klal Yisrael's machtes hashekel to indicate and to show the hitzarfus of Klal Yisrael, the tzirif of Klal Yisrael, the oneness of Klal Yisrael. That was the point of the Machtes HaShekel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Shekel is Koydim L'Shkolov, came before. Zeh Yitznu, Koloiv Ala Pichudim. The first one tells us, Zeh is Gematria Yud Beis, the Yud Vei Shvotim, to come together with the Machtes HaShekel. And the koich of Yankev Avinu, whose chokuk mitachas kisei hakovod, is the ma'ached of Klal Yisrael. All the shvatim come together with his machzis hashekel. Stop and pause for a moment. Yerushalayim is the city which is loy nischalke l'shvatim. Yerushalayim is the city where we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am one and you are one l'mato. Yerushalayim is the city which didn't get the name Yerushalayim until Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael. It's called Hamokim, Ashayivcha Hashem, when it speaks about Yerushalayim in Torah Kedosha. It doesn't get the name Yerushalayim. Of course, there's a remez, Hashem Yiroh, Yiroh, Mafitelek Malach Sholem. We know that the Tziruf of Yiroh and Sholem. But the name Yerushalayim, the Gemara of Yerushalayim, didn't happen until Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, where there was the Hizgalus of the Ata Echod, Shimcha Echod, Umika'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod, Vorez. Achtuston Shal Yisrael isn't formulated when we come to Eretz Yisrael. Now, although in Eretz Yisrael, if Ish Tachas Gafne, Vish Tachas Te'enosoi, there is his Chalkos L'Shvotim, every Chelek gets his Shevet, each gets his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, where his Shevet blossoms and blooms, Yerushalayim is Loy Nischalke L'Shvotim. There's a chelik be Yehuda and a chelik be Minyamin, but it's called Loy Nischalke L'Shvotim. It's the ear shechubra lo yachtov. Not only what's mechuvin lamaylo lamato, that Yerushalayim is the city where we say chubra lo yachtov. Ma'ol mo yom ma'omet odom tali amokim she'olim Yerushalayim. It was a place where we could say oimdim tzufin, but umishtachavim revochim. There was always a place to be in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place where we could say there's the hishtavus, there's the equality of Klal Yisrael, there's the mokim ichud of Klal Yisrael, and that's what Yerushalayim represented. It's interesting. Daf Yomi had a tachlis. From the miyate, Daf Yomi was in order to see to it that Klal Yisrael should indeed be meuchad. That Chazal tell us, Tchlas Kisrim de Metkashchen do vedo, three crowns that come so closely together. Kucha Berichu v'Yisrael is also Chad, as we're told. Torah is the greatest Ma'achid. Torah is the Me'achid of Klal Yisrael, and the Makhuvin of the Limudei Adaf Yomi was indeed to see to it that there's something which is a Torah that unites Klal Yisrael. A Yid in Australia, a Yid in Thailand, a Yid in Timbuktu could all learn the same Blat Gemara, and the Torah is ma'achad them, makes them one, pulls them together. If there's a Torah which is Kimitzi and Teitei Torah, we understand there's a Torah of Yerushalayim, which is a Torah of Achdus. Yerushalayim a Torah, so to speak, is a Torah that comes from Ichud. If it's a Torah which emanates from Yerushalayim, you can say it's a Torah that emanates from the Maktiv of Klal Yisrael, the Achduson. Talmud Shel Bavel, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Mechshakim Eshivani Kim Eiseyoylam, that the Limud of Talmud, which was the Mechshakim Eshivani, Shom Bolol Kol Asfosis, there's a place where things are bilbilbu. Understandably, from this Choshech, the Klal Yisrael, what emerges is the beauty of Talmud Bavli. From lack of clarity comes the beauty of a machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Machloikis she kulo l'shem shemayim. Machloikis ha-shameh ve-hilel. But l'shem shemayim is ma'achid then. It's a Torah which is built on the machshakin. The Yerushalmi, we understand, is a Torah which kiviyachol is built on yisaydus of ichud. It's the Yerushalayim shel nischalka l'shvotin. We come to l'imad of Masechta Shkolim. That there we're told the chiyuv of giving machtis hashekel is they yitnu, yudve shvotim yitnu. They all give half to show that there's no hashlama between themselves. There's no hashlama between the world lamata until it's hushlam to the chelik lamaylo. The madveya shel eish that Hakadosh Baruch was married to Meshavena. They took mitachat kisei hakovod. All indicates the beauty of how shkolim are ma'achet Klal Yisrael. Limud Yerushalmi, which takes its place, its mokim mechubot and the limudei adaf yomi, shows itself in that one place called Mesech Teshkolim. Indeed, the machtes hashekel indicates how we're only half without the other. Well known im ein anili mili uchshani laatzmi ma'oni that the mafreshim tell us im ein anili mili. If I don't tend for myself, if there's no the separate pkuda ishlif kudasai for myself mili, no one else can be mashal my koyach, no one else can bring out my koyach. Uchshani laatzmi ma'oni, I look at myself as einer alein without any help of somebody else, without Klal Yisrael's ichud pulling me together. Ma'oni, how could I be matzliach? Masechta Shkolim is not just the Mishnayos that indicates the Avos HaKorbonos that are Ma'achad Klal Yisrael. Masechta Shkolim is the Masechta that indicates the Tzarfus and the Ichud of Klal Yisrael, and of how one without the other is not Sholim Bichlal. So therefore, the Sibah HaGdoyla, the Mesab of Kol HaSibos, and indeed the Ilah L'Kol HaIlos, B'rei Olam, the Ashkachos, they saw to that in Hodom Shal Yisrael is to incorporate and to include Limud Masichta Shkolim with the Yerushalmi, a Limud that emanates from the Kimisiyan Teitei of Amokim, which we say Shaloin is Chalka L'Shvatim. We all come together in Yerushalayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that our Limud should be a Limud which brings us closer to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and we should be Zoichel Lechol Shom in Azvochim and Avsochim and Avsochim and Azvochim, and to see to it we could continue being Torah Mechtzat HaShekel to become the Ato Echad V'Yishimcha Echad U'mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echad V'Oret. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.